Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rob Brown Show final hour starts now. Texture said, Dewey, Texas show, said, not to toot my own horn, but I told Colin Diesel on Wire to Wire a year ago that Palmieri was going to suck. They told me I was on crack. Listen, there were really two groups of people when this hire got made. Group of people, including me, that went, guys, he couldn't do it at LSU. If he couldn't do it at LSU, I'm not optimistic that he can do it here.
By the way, I'm no yes man here, in case you didn't know, but I do recall you saying that quite a bit. Yes.
Yeah. If he could, how did you, you know what it feels, you know what the frustrating part is? It's not that you made the hire. It is frustrating, but it's not just that the hire got made. What is frustrating is, and maybe it's just me, maybe, again, I'm an outside voice, okay? Married a Gamecock gal, but I'm an outside voice. I don't have a dog in the fight. What is frustrating to me is that it felt like, and I called it this at the time, this isn't like a new take. This is what I said when the hiring got made. It felt to me like another Muschamp hire. It felt to me like the lesson wasn't learned the first time. Like, maybe if a dude comes from a place that, respectfully, has it better than you have it, and he couldn't do it there, in what world do I believe he can do it here? You know what I mean? Like, if there's a dude in radio that is unsuccessful in Albuquerque, New Mexico, I'm not putting him on the air in New York City. Capiche? Like, I'm not. It's a different, it's what, actually, I should say it the other way around. No, yeah, I shouldn't. That makes sense.
I don't know. I think radio is a little bit different as far as that goes, because I've seen people get fired other places and come to another place and be extremely successful. I mean, other professions.
It's not about moving place to place. It's about moving resources to resources, right? It's not about moving from city to city. That might be a bad example for that reason. I'll accept that. It's not about moving from place to place. It's about moving resources to resources. If you can't do it at a place that goes all the bleep in on doing a thing, they give you everything you need to survive to do that thing, then why would I believe that you're going to go somewhere where, and again, I'm not saying South Carolina doesn't go all in on their baseball program. What I'm saying is all in for the baseball program at South Carolina is less than all in for the baseball program in Baton Rouge. I don't say that as an insult. That's just reality.
All right, and I completely disagree with you there, because baseball in South Carolina has a history of being successful, has a history of winning the whole thing, and when you are used to winning, you expect that to happen. And
not expectations. Resources. There's a difference. Resources.
I disagree. In this case,
how many times have you been to Baton Rouge? Because I've been there about 100.
In this case, you can talk about all the resources, but you put a bad coach somewhere, they're just a bad coach.
He won a national championship at LSU. He's not a bad coach.
How long ago was this?
A handful of years. Like a while. Like a while, but I mean, in this century.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You don't seem certain.
I just don't remember exactly what year it was. The last one was 2000. I don't remember what year it was. I'll have to go look it back up. But Paul Mainieri has had success there. Again, like there's not a lot of times that I'm going to look at. His last College World Series was 2009. So again, a while ago, but within this century. He won the SEC in 2017. Won the SEC tournament in 2017. Four Big East titles and five Big East tournament titles.
So I'm trying to get through the snot here and try to grasp exactly what you're saying. So you're saying they're not winning because the facilities aren't good enough?
No.
When you say resources, are you talking about the quality of player?
I'm talking about the quality of player. I'm talking about the amount of money. I'm talking about, let me rephrase that. Yes, to some degree, the facilities. I have been to Alex Box Stadium at Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I grew up in a family full of LSU Tiger fans. I didn't go there. I grew up in Florida. I did not go to LSU. But all my family did. So as a kid, I was at LSU for many a baseball game. Alex Box Stadium is updated just about every year. That baseball stadium, and I mean this, and to show you that I mean no ill will, that baseball stadium is probably the nicest college baseball stadium in America. The most up-to-date, state-of-the-art every year. LSU treats their baseball program damn near the way they treat their football program. It is just they are all in on baseball. And so the discussion point for me is if LSU treats their baseball program like their football program, we are going to make sure that you have the most up-to-date, state-of-the-art everything. We're going to make sure you have every resource. We're going to pump as much money into that baseball program as anybody else in the country. We are going to make sure that you are a crown jewel of this school. And they just have more to do it with. And Paul Mainieri was effectively, respectfully allowed to walk away from LSU. If he can't do it there, he can't do it here. Let me see if I can put that into a way that's a little bit more upfront for those of you that maybe aren't college baseball fans or as big. So you and I both have, I assume, similar feelings about the University of Florida, correct? I don't think that's off the grid.
Yeah, mine are more newer feelings, but yeah, we have about the same feeling.
Yeah, I'm not a fan, okay? That being said, even as not a fan, we also acknowledge that the University of Florida, when it comes to their football program, have one of the best in terms of providing resources, having money flowing in, fan bases. Ben Hill Griffin is sold out, and it's one of the nicest stadiums in America. Florida is annually voted one of the top five or six football programs in America every year. Don't have to like them. Do have to acknowledge what that program is. It's exceptional. When Will Muschamp failed at the University of Florida and he got hired to come to Columbia, I was on the air in Florida. And I remember very well Florida fans calling my show at the time and saying, I feel bad for South Carolina right now. I feel bad for him because their leadership has looked at this guy who failed here in Gainesville, Florida. Well, I was in Gainesville. I was in Destin. But failed down there in Gainesville, Florida. We have more money. We have more resources. We have access to better players. Florida is annually one of the Florida, Texas, California, three best states in terms of high school football recruits have been for decades. They said, I feel bad for this school that has leadership that looked at what Will Muschamp did in Gainesville, Florida. At a school that has more and better resources, at a school that has access to better players, at a school that has every advantage over the University of South Carolina. And he failed here. And they looked at this same guy and said, he'll figure it out in Columbia. It's not going to happen. Pulmonary won a College World Series in 2009. Was good at LSU. Again, was very good at LSU. Won the SEC after that College World Series. Won the SEC three more times, 2012, 15, and 17. Won the SEC tournament one, two, three, four more times, 2010, 13, 14, and 17. But had not won anything since 2017. So 5 years, effectively, he went without bringing any banners to LSU. LSU said, not good enough. You got to go. Time to move on. They allowed Mannary to say, oh, you know what? I think I've had enough here. I think I've had enough. I think it's probably time for me to step away. I think that's going to be it for me. Left after the conclusion of the 2021 season. Was out of the game for a few years. So not just at a school that cares about their baseball program second to only the football program. Could not win anything in 2017, 18, 19, 20, 21. 5 years. At LSU. LSU said, hey, we're gonna let you step away from this. And then 3.5 years later, he'd been out of the game. Already couldn't do it up through 2021. 3.5 years later, after not being able to do it at a school that just has more resources, you decide to bring him out of retirement to run your program.
So if this is football or basketball, you can go, well, I know this coach over here, this coach over here, this coach over here. This is baseball. I mean, so they've went for the veteran coach that's won a championship before. Should they go for a young up-and-comer instead?
God, yes. Yes. And I'm going to go one step further. And this is where
wow,
I had this conversation.
Smack me with your words.
I say it lovingly. Yes, the answer is yes. And here's another reason why. I had this conversation with Cody Decker a couple of weeks ago on the show. Not about South Carolina. We were talking about something else. We were talking about the bigs. But we had a similar conversation. Not only are you living in a world now where every athlete on that roster was born well after the turn of the millennium. Okay? These kids weren't alive when Justin Timberlake was in NSYNC. That's how young they are. Not only are they living in a different world than forget 63-year-old Paul Mannary lived in, they're living in a different world than 40-year-old Rob Brown lived in. It's a different world. But on top of that, baseball has a very unique standalone culture in the world of sports. It has, much like hockey, it has its own vernacular, its own language, its own culture, its own customs, its own set of behaviors. And Decker made this point, not me. This wasn't my take. This was Cody Decker's. He said, baseball, maybe more than any sport outside of hockey, has kind of a gatekeeper mentality. You're either one of us or you're not. And if you're not one of us, to get into the club is not easy to do. It is not easy to be a not baseball person and to make your way into the baseball world. Because there's A, so much you have to learn, and B, you ever hung out with your friend and then you end up hanging out with like their other circle of friends that are from a different element of their life?
Yeah, that's
it's a weird crossover, right?
It's very awkward, yes.
I can give you an example in my life. I give you a perfect example in my life. You have on this hand the suave, cool sports guy, Rob Brown. I'm big into sports. Two nights ago, I had five TVs going in one room all on sports. And then there's this other Rob Brown that Lonzo knows. Some of you guys out there know, but a lot of you don't. There's this other Rob Brown that every three or four weekends will put on a cloak and play Dungeons and Dragons with his friends online and be a total dork, right? When my meathead sports friends interact with my dork-ass Dungeons and Dragons friends, they speak different languages. They come from different worlds. If I had to build a team to achieve any goal, to bring my meathead friends and my Dungeons and Dragons friends together and successfully communicate between those two worlds would be very difficult for me to do because they just don't have any common foundation, right? There are very few crossover dudes like me that can sit here and talk about the intricacies of the Tampa 2 defense and then also turn around and go, I would like to cast Mage Hand. You know what I mean? Like, it's different worlds. It's just different worlds. Some of us can live in both worlds. Zoe and I live in both worlds. But most people are in one world or the other. And the crossover's not there. That's kind of how I feel right now. It feels to me like I've got Pulmonary who lives in the old baseball world. And then a bunch of 17-year-old kids who were born in the year 2008 that they just live in different worlds. It's a different crossover world. And to get that on the same page, there may be a couple of guys that, like, maybe young cats on the team that grew up and their dad's an old hat baseball fan, and so they grew up around the old way of baseball. But it's just like it's this unique culture amongst the cheering that I don't think a guy like Pulmonary gets. I think Nick Saban left football because of that. Blame it on NIL, blame it on the portal, whatever. That is part of this new world that these college kids are coming into. And I think Nick Saban said, whether I can or can't, I don't effing want to. I don't want to do it. It's a lot. It's a lot of work. You got to learn a whole new language. And I don't want to do that. And I understand that. So the point being here, to answer your question, the answer is yes. I want a 32-year-old head coach who's got some experience. Maybe he came up through the Sun Belt, Fun Belt. Maybe he come out through the Mountain West. Maybe he was in the Horizon League. But he's got some experience. But also, he was born in the 90s. Right? Like, he was born in the late 90s. He's a little more in tune with the youngsters, with the children. He can talk to these kids and be like, hey, no cap. I need you to leg out the run to first. You know what I mean? Like, I need that guy that can communicate that way.
Are you sure they still say that?
Absolutely not. That's why I'm not putting in for the head coaching job.
Okay.
Okay? Because I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I don't know that I could step into a locker room full of 17-year-olds and successfully communicate. Now, maybe if I could, because I ain't old. I ain't young, but I ain't old. Maybe if I've been in baseball this whole time, it's like, okay, for instance, I've been around the kids enough to know that whether it's still cool or not, I know what the expression no cap means, right? Like, I can utilize it correctly, even if it's dated. At least I know it. At least I know where they're coming from. I know what the TikTok trends are right now. When I walk into my locker room and I see a kid in front of his locker doing dances, I'll be like, oh, you're trying to trend. I get it. I understand it.
You look like you were like doing the Carlton or something, right?
I don't know what the dance is. I just know when I see it. Right?
Or you were waxing on and waxing off. I don't know.
Yeah, if you're making wax on, wax off references, you're probably not winning over the 17-year-olds in the locker room is what I'm saying. But if you drop in there and you do a Mr. Luba Luba, a little bit, like, that's trending. I get it. That, I don't know what the guy's saying in the song. I just know that's how it sounds. All right? That's the point. Yes, I want a young cat. I want a young cat who communicates. You know what I want? Eric Bakich at Clemson. That's what I want. Get an Eric Backich. Get that guy. That young guy who gets it, who is of the at least same millennium. Take a break. Back after this, the Rob Brown Show, the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome into the Fight Club. Low key, and I gotta say, you know, the guys who I'm scared of the most who want to fight me are the guys who talk in this tone. I mean, you got your rage dude coming at you. He's going to be aggressive but stupid. You calm, low key guy, you know you're in for a battle of wits, not just fists. So, you know, look out for the low key guy. That guy, you might want to talk to and walk away. The rage guy, you got that guy, you know, a knee, fireman's carry, whatever. He's coming in with an overhand that's just way too out of control. Low-key guy, leave that guy alone. You know, there has been a thing. It's been a trend. It's been it's all over the place. It's, you know, 100 men versus a gorilla, and it will not die. And I just happened to see something right before the last break. John Jones has weighed in. You know, John Jones, undefeated UFC fighter, has weighed in. And I quote, 100 men definitely beats up a gorilla. Let me lead the pack. I'd like to be part of the first wave if we did that.
Okay, so the joke here is John Jones with a particular substance in hand, sure, he might take the gorilla by himself, all right? However, I will say this because I need you to know I flipped my opinion on this like four times in the last 2 days. On Wednesday, because
it's amazing how many people are still talking.
It's the best. Yeah. And I figured out why, by the way, and I'll tell you why here in a second. And then I want to get to the pro wrestling. Because I am, even when it's just a goofy, fun internet conversation, I can't turn my brain off. I went and I found multiple primatologists who weighed in on this.
Oh, wow. Okay? Is it really a primatologist?
Yes, primatologist is a person who studies monkeys and apes.
I'll take your word for it.
Primates, primatologists.
No, I get it.
So I went and found two primatologists, one of whom has a television show on, History Channel, and one of whom is the head primatologist at Zoo Miami. And both of them said the same thing, which is, Gorillas are built for burst of strength, not stamina. So with 100 men, you would just keep going, keep going, keep going, because we are evolved for stamina. We evolved on the African plains knowing, okay, we can't beat up an elephant, but you know what we can do? We can chase it and chase it and chase it and chase it until it's too tired to fight back, then we kill it, right? So since we evolved for stamina hunting, not fighting, we would just chase the animal around. So their point was, you can overwhelm the gorilla, but just be prepared because, like, the first 20 dudes are getting their arms ripped off.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Sure.
First 20 dudes are dead, but eventually the gorilla would get tired and you could overwhelm him with numbers. So I've come around to that being the reality. Now, why is this conversation still going on the internet? I figured out why. Because, though, we live in a world right now on social media where we fight about everything. And a lot of people feel like a lot of these debates are genuinely life impacting to people, like life, in some cases, life and death. And so if you feel like something is about the quality, integrity of the life of a person, you are going to be passionate to the point of rage to defend this. This is something that everybody's picked a side on, and at the end of the day, it's irrelevant. It's not real. It's not going to happen. So we can have an argument, and we can fight and get that off our chest, but once the argument is over, you don't look at them and go, oh, you think the 100 men would win? You're a bad person. But with a lot of the stuff we fight about on the internet, you finish an argument with somebody, and you're like, that's a bad person. I don't want to be around that person. I don't want to interact with a person. I don't want to talk to that person. This is just something dumb that we go, I think the gorilla would win. I think the men would win. All right, cool. Good talk. That was fun. We engaged. We fought. We debated. Now let's go get a beer. And I think that's why these conversations last as long as they do, because it's the one place we can fight on the internet without ending the conversation with, you're a fascist. Oh, well, you're a dumb liberal. Blah, blah, blah. Like, we can just go, I'm Team Gorilla. I'm Team 100 Guys. Cool. You're dumb. Let's go have a beer.
Well, in the end, I just want to point out I've been consistently Team 100 Guys, and it's more about the sheer number. I mean, you take it down to 75, I'm going to start changing my mind. You take it down to 20, no way. But 100, it's just sheer numbers.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing is, and I was watching, names are really a problem for me today because of medication and sickness. The guy who died with a stingray through his heart.
Steve Irwin.
Steve Irwin's son.
His son, who said, please don't fight gorillas.
Yeah, and he also said that gorillas are basically low-key. They keep to themselves and things like that. I also believe that a gorilla would be smart enough to go, that's 100 guys, I'm out.
Unless he
had to fight his way out, I don't think he stays and fights the entire 100. I think he's trying to find his way out of there, and he runs.
Both of the climatologists said the same thing, which is, as long as you don't attack a gorilla, like if you come across a gorilla in the wild, 95% chance it's just leaving you alone. It's going to be like, that thing's not a threat. I'm moving on. Please don't fight gorillas. There's a comedian by the name of Josh Johnson, who's a very funny young guy, good storytelling comedian. I think he's on The Daily Show as a correspondent now. Real funny dude. And he made the point of, we all keep saying 100 men versus a gorilla. He goes, but I think we have to establish context. He goes, like, if it's 100 dudes versus a gorilla and it's just in an open field, the 100 dudes are winning. But, like, if you threw a gorilla into a Macy's and just said, go, like, that gorilla's killing everybody. And I think that's a fair point.
Whatever.
I'm not holding it against you.
Go ahead.
You get a bye this week.
What I was going to say, no buys. You know, I lost. And I still got a half hour.
Even if I was here 5 days and you were here one.
I still got a half hour. The Macy's thing doesn't make sense, though, because you're not going to get 100 people in an area. Have you been in the Macy's? Maybe you could get 100 on the first floor of a Macy's. I don't know. But what you do is you gave the gorilla a bunch of weapons if you're in a Macy's. All right. WWE Backlash 2025 is tomorrow. PLE starts at 7 o'clock. Let us start with the first match. Which is not a title match, but someone's going to be hurting Gunther, friend of the show, versus Pat McAfee.
buddy of the show, Gunther. Listen, I like Matt. I'm going to say this, and I mean this. Pat McAfee's promos the last 2 weeks have been better than any other wrestler has done on a mic in months. I'm including Seth Rollins, who I love. He is cutting better promos than anybody. That being said, if Gunther loses this match, he is neutered as a character. He is done as a character, even with the Rob Brown Show bump of buddy of the show, he cannot lose this match.
This is a no contest match. I mean, there's not going to be a winner. The only way Gunther loses is if suddenly the rules are changed and it's a no DQ and other people can jump in. This is just going to be probably a beat down on Pat McAfee till someone comes to save him, and that's where the real thing's going to be. And the rumor is that it's going to be Goldberg. And I know you don't like that, but that's what I've been reading, that Goldberg wants his retirement match. They've talked about it, and who he wants to go against is Gunther.
Oh, no, thank you.
Okay. All right. Let's move on. WWE International Champion, Intercontinental Championship match. Dominic Mysterio, present champion, versus Penta.
I want to say, first and foremost,
it was a good run, Dom.
It was. No, oh, no, no, no. Dom's retaining.
So?
No, Dom's retaining.
I hope he does. Dom's retaining. I also think a certain faction might be turning tweener.
I don't know about that. I think there's a lot. AJ Styles showing up to talk to Finn the other day was very interesting.
No, he showed up to talk to the Prince.
Okay, fair enough. Showing up to talk to that guy, whichever entity of that guy we're going to get.
Prince is that guy.
Yeah. I don't know is the answer. What I do know right now is, regardless of storyline, Dominic Mysterio is dominating the world right now. This dude is all over social media. He's showing up on podcasts. He's showing up on TV shows. This guy's on a rocket ship right now. You cannot take the belt off of him. I love Penta. I think there is going to be some sort of...
Yeah, it has to be. He can't beat him straight up because it hurts Penta and all the buildup bringing him in. And it was worth it because Penta is that good.
Here's the thing, though. And this is why I also think Mysterio retains. Even if you start turning Judgment Day, you cannot make Dom anything close to a face right now. He just has to be the chicken tender bleep heel that he has been this whole run.
No. You do what you've been doing. You turn him into Eddie Guerrero. I mean...
Correct! Artie, who was a natural heel, who could do face things.
But everyone loved him. I mean, he's not a true, I hate that guy.
I'm not saying you got to make him a hate that guy. I think you can make him a heel that it's cool to enjoy. I think that's what you can do with this cat, but I think you got to keep the strap on him. Dominic wins.
All right. WWE United States Championship Fatal 4-Way Match. Jacob Fatu. I can't yell it. Don't hurt yourself. Versus LA Knight versus Drew McIntyre versus Damian Priest. I sent you a video of Damian Priest at Topgolf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next time, buddy of the show, Damian Priest comes by, I'm going to have to take him out to the driving range a little bit.
It didn't look that bad.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
It was better than like a Chuck Barkley or something.
That's fair. Okay. That's fair.
I'm going to go Jacob Fatu retained.
So am I. Another dude that right now just has a rocket ship strapped to him. And honestly, I think
I got
to
get me one of them shirts.
It's a good shirt.
I don't go home and order one.
It's a good shirt. I think he retains. And I think he retains because you're... Like, you can do any combination of McIntyre, Knight, Priest for another rivalry and have the other guy go chase Jacob Fatu for a while. I don't think this is going anywhere, but Fatu's going to win this thing.
All right. Kane on the stream thinks El Grande Americano will interfere with the Penta and Dom match. And
I got to tell you, I don't know how I feel about another classically trained, legendary, and historic luchador with the history and tradition of El Grande Americano getting involved here. I think as a man who has years of luchador training experience and celebration of the history of that brand of wrestling, I think he has more of a say. Now, that Chad Gable guy, I could see being a problem somewhere.
That's a good point.
But El Grande, that's a good point. I think he's got respect for the luchador tradition to stay out of the way.
Too much honor.
Correct.
All right, WWE Women's Intercontinental Championship match, Lyra Valkyria versus Becky Lynch. This is a go-to-your-bathroom match for me, but and I don't know. I really don't. I'm going to say Lyra retains.
Oh,
that's not even close.
Oh,
okay, fine.
Oh, Becky Lynch is taking her belt here.
I hope Bayley interferes.
The man. That's my concern.
Yes,
that's my concern.
Yes,
my concern is Bayley throws herself into the midst of this. However, do we? This is a good opportunity for face turn for Bailey to bring back the hug life and the wacky wavy flailing inflatable arm tunes.
She's already been working her way towards
that. She has been.
So, yeah.
It's also a good opportunity for her to potentially join up with Becky and maybe do a return to the horsewomen thing. I don't know if this one is the answer. I'm least confident about it, but I don't think, even though you gave her the tag team title for a night, I don't think you have Becky Lynch come back and not do something to put her back. Because if Lyra wins this thing, where do you take her after that?
It's not about Lyra, though. It's about Becky and Bailey.
It's about Becky and Bailey. I don't disagree, but I think you've got to create something for Lyra Valkyria to do, because she's only started talking like the last 2 weeks. And frankly, I of all the women that have come up from NXT recently, like, I think people were excited to see her up top. And to be honest with you, like, she's technically sound, but she's kind of boring,
yeah,
to be
I've
honest.
I've always thought she was boring. All right. And finally, undisputed WWE Championship match, John Cena versus Randy Orton. I mean, I know what I want to happen. I want Randy Orton to win this match. I really do, but I don't think it's going to happen. And I think it's going to be because it better not be a certain rapper come out. But I think it's going to be because of alignment from somebody else coming in to help Cena. But we'll see.
Yeah, I listen.
Or Cena just straight up cheats, which is fine. He's the heel. That's what he should do.
That was my take with freaking WrestleMania. Like, if it's not big enough for The Rock to come out, or if it's too big for The Rock to come out. Either way, it's either not big enough or too big to send out Travis Scott, who, by the way, apparently is going to get a match at some point.
He's training. I think the perfect thing would be Travis Scott comes out and then Bron Breakker spears him like he says he wants to, and then Seth Rollins and those guys help Cena win.
I almost kind of feel the same way there that I feel about Dwayne and all that of, okay, but cool, where are you taking it? Because Cena's not joining the Heyman stable.
No, I know.
So what, like, how does that work out?
Favors. It's all about favors.
We'll see. Cena wins. It doesn't matter how.
All right, one last thing. Bunch of wrestlers were let go from the WWE, including Dakota Kai, which is kind of sad. A bunch of the other ones, kind of, I understand. I like Gigi Dolan. I'm sorry to see her go. Braun Strowman, just saw there was an interview with Triple H, and he said Braun Strowman has 25% paralyzed in one of his legs, and that he's going to bring him back for other stories and stuff, that he just could not wrestle full-time under the amount of money he was making.
Yeah, no, I've seen that too. And I think you can even go back and look at the last couple of matches. Like, for a hot minute there, Braun doing the run around the ring and then destroy a dude was one of the, in the last couple of, really last couple of months, like, it just kind of got to the point where it was, like, it just wasn't the same thing. And so I get it. I think you can utilize him every now and then as guy who shows up, comes in, is the monster, the absolute Tyrannosaurus Rex, and then, you know, somebody beats him to go over, whatever. I think you use him as gatekeeper, but that's it. Texter said, Rob Brown, you saying that cat shows your age. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Texter said, sources tell Pablo Torre that Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, is now banned from UNC's football facility. One Belichick family source adds, there is a deep worry for how detrimental Jordan can be, not just for North Carolina, but Bill's legacy and reputation. That's from Jeff.
By the way, I saw that, but I only saw one source. It's one of those things where, you know, I need multiple sources before I believe that. She got banned, not that she's detrimental. She could be.
The source for that was, I saw that interview, bro. And I saw the social
hippies.
Media reaction to it, bro. Doesn't matter if it was. Bill's legacy suffers even if it's from a hit piece. I also don't think it was.
His legacy as a cheater?
As a, what, 7-time Super Bowl champion? That's a legacy.
With an asterisk.
A what?
An asterisk. I got it the second time.
Final segment next on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Wrapping up the day and the week here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great Milonzo, and you on a Friday, got to get down on Friday. So I am trying to find some more sources because we've had a couple of folks that have texted the show saying that Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend, has been banned from the North Carolina football facility. There's a bunch of stories that are starting to come out about this. TMZ is reporting that Bill Belichick's CBS interview was worse than what aired. They had to cut 30 minutes from it, including a segment in which Jordan Hudson stormed out in the middle of it and expected Bill to follow her. There are also some other stories. A texter just said the New York Post and Yahoo Sports
have
also reported.
Daily Mail, Bleacher Report, awful announcing. So
yeah.
It's got to be true.
Yeah, this is a lot of smoke for there to be no fire.
But they're all saying reportedly.
Yeah.
No one that I see has said confirmed.
Yahoo Sports has a tweet up from 41 minutes ago that says, breaking, Bill Belichick's girlfriend Jordan Hudson is reportedly banned from USC's football facility per Pablo Torre, one Belichick family. So basically just went with the same thing. So
it's one of those one person reported it and everyone else is jumping on.
Yeah, but this is kind of one of those things where it's like, I agree with you. I am a multiple sources guy. Right. If you see a headline, especially one that is rage inducing, go find another source. Go find another headline. Go find someone else reputable and respectable that is reporting the same thing before you confirm it. I will say this.
Well, saying reportedly is just a way to be able to say everyone else is saying this.
Well,
without an official statement from North Carolina.
Reportedly means it is being reported.
Right.
That could mean by 50 people or by a dude with a computer. The word
it's
reportedly.
It's being reported that Rob Brown is awesome. I just reported that. It may or may not be true, but I, as a person on the radio, just reported that Rob Brown is awesome. You need multiple sources to
find out. I
don't
disagree, but I would also point out this is one of those times language matters,
it does.
Right? Words matter.
Absolutely.
Reportedly usually comes from a reporter, not a dude with a mic who issues opinions for a living. I come in here on the day-to-day for 4 hours. I act as an analyst and a talking head, not a reporter. But if you send me...
Pablo Torre is a...
No.
I thought he was a guy on the...
Pablo Torre, like me, serves in the role of analyst and talking head, but can occasionally do reporting.
It's a lot of buts.
So, for instance, I like big buts. Can I lie?
Hey.
Like me, for instance.
I expected honesty when it came to big buts.
In a couple of weeks... Rob Brown will be going up to ACC Media Days in Charlotte, North Carolina again. And by the way, we're working on it. There's a chance I may be going to SEC Media Days in Atlanta as well this year. And so, if I go to those events, I will be going as a talking head, an analyst. However, as I speak to players and coaches and athletic directors and TV personalities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I will also... be in a capacity to serve as a reporter. If I'm talking to Shane Beamer and Shane says on my show, well, we got this thing that just happened, and I'm the first person he tells that to, then I can report that information. But all of that aside, regardless of the capacity he was working in, this is a, if Pablo Torre is wrong about this, this is, or at least it should be, a career-breaking moment to report something of this magnitude that the head coach of a major Division I football program at a major Division I college institution has had his significant other barred, banished, banned from the locker room, from the facility. That's a major thing to say about a guy like a Bill Belichick or coach of any high-level institution. That if it turns out that's untrue, that's something that loses Pablo Torre a lot of his standing.
You can say he was misquoted or his sources were incorrect. I mean, there are ways around that.
Again, I understand and appreciate you looking for the reporters are bad or journalists are bad angle
to
this.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you that's how when those things happen, and I'm sure sources do lie, that's the answer to the reason why.
He could absolutely say... my source was wrong. My source lied to me. Whatever. And that's fine. Here's the thing. You as a reporter are still only as good as the story that you break.
Agreed.
Even if it comes from source is bad and lie, it's still on you as a reporter for running with it before you confirm it.
By the way, this is the first time I've ever heard of him as a reporter. But, you know.
Oh, he used to serve in that role for ESPN all the time. That's how he got to start.
Just saw him on a bunch of the talk shows.
Oh, so. He was on Around the Horn and PTI and all these shows too. But he started... as a beat reporter who worked his way into that role. Now, all that aside, I just want to say this before
we... Dan guy.
I want to say all of this before we get to the to with the X. Again, the story is not about Jordan Hudson. The story is not about her gender or her age or her whatever. It's not where her background, how she met. It's not about any of that. It is about the fact that you hired Bill Belichick to come in and rule your program with an iron fist like he did his football program because college football is turning into the NFL. You brought him in to run your program like an NFL team. And even if it's untrue, the at-large image nationally is that Jordan Hudson's running this program right now. And that is not something you pay Bill Belichick $50 gazillion to allow to happen, even if it is just public perception.
Not my perception, by the way. All right, the first thing it's Xing is the Pope.
So there is a new Pope, and the new Pope is from Chicago, Illinois, what I can't wait for. Is for the Pope to get up there and be like, hey, in the name of the Father and the Son and Mike Dicka, now let's all say, prayers.
There's already stuff up like that.
Yeah, there is. Dude,
with video,
come on!
With video and a lot of other things. There's a video of him coming out to the Chicago Bulls theme.
I did see that. That's amazing. Yeah. They said a Pope from Chicago needs an introduction, and they played the old Bulls hype-up video.
Serious.
Dude, it was so funny.
All right. Here's the other reason why he's trending. Apparently, he's a gamer. So while he's waiting to find out the announcement, he watched Conclave. This is according to his brother, which is about Popes.
Yep. Yep.
And played Words with Friends.
Yeah, he's a Wordle guy. Yeah. And I feel good about that because I play Wordle every day. I play Wordle every day. My wife and I both play. The New York Times has like 4 word games up. Connections, Strands, Wordle, and I forget the other one. But every day we both play and we say, oh, well, there's a mini crossword puzzle. It's only like 10 clues. Every day we compete with each other to see who can beat each other in the word games. Big Wordle guy over here, and apparently so's the Pope.
All right, the next thing that is Xing is Tony Khan.
Oh, okay. I saw this one, too. Tony Khan is Xing because one, I forget who it was. One of the guys.
Javon Evans.
Okay, Javon Evans from NXT.
He's bouncy. I don't know.
Got into it on Twitter with Ricochet, which is a terrible idea because Ricochet's a cornball, okay? I say that lovingly. He's a cornball. But he took the bait from Ricochet, and he was like, oh, you just got mad because you moved to this other company to be a star, and instead you're getting underpaid by your crackhead owner, Tony Khan. Like, called him out by name.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm going to go ahead and say when the next round of WWE releases is made, I know who's on top of the list.
Yeah, if you've watched him, he's very talented. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, there is a line that your talent cannot carry you past.
Yeah,
and calling a guy like Tony Khan, who has armies of lawyers that are very well paid.
No, you're right.
Calling him a crackhead. It'd be one thing if you were like, hey, why don't you go hang out and party in the office with your boss? And you insinuated. You straight up called him a crackhead?
I think Tony Khan will laugh it off. But we'll see.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah, because it's all character.
Let's keep in mind that just about a year ago, some Hunter threw kind of a little bit of shade at AEW, and Tony Khan popped off on CNN. Billionaires, all of them, I will paint with the broadest of brushes. Billionaires have fragile egos. If you say any, Elon Musk's entire political motivation right now is driven on his ego. All right, fine. Find whatever he's doing. If you support him, great. If you hate him, whatever. But his entire political ambition, in my opinion, is they have fragile egos. So to call a guy a crackhead, I would not be shocked to see Tony Khan find a way to fire back legally.
All right, I'm going
to
let all that go because I cannot argue without coughing. All right, the next thing that's Xing and probably the last thing that's Xing is Steven Seagal.
Why is Steven Seagal Xing?
All right, so I can't confirm if it's him or not, but there's a Russian parade. And there's like video and pictures of him watching the parade. And it may be just a Russian dude that looks like Steven Seagal. But if I recall, I think he actually moved to Russia.
Steven Seagal, who has not made a good movie since 1982.
Is he still making movies? I don't think he is.
Have you seen Steven Seagal lately? Now, yeah. I'm going to say this, because I'm allowed to, because I'm one of them. Steven Seagal's fat.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of fat guys back in the day who could still do martial arts.
And my favorite thing, if you haven't seen the videos, is Steven Seagal does these martial arts demos now, and he gets guys to line up, Zoe, and they'll come at him, like, real slow, and then he'll stand there, and he'll do, like, this, and he'll, like, touch the side of their head, and they will go flying across the room like they are in a hurricane. He'll be like, and they were, he's like, I'm gonna give myself trouble. Televangelist.
Benny Hinn, I knew what you were gonna do. Yeah.
That like touch a dude on the head and they're like, the power. And then that guy goes flying across the auditorium or whatever. That's Steven Seagal's martial arts career in 2025. It is beyond hilarious. It's a comedy at this point. And I believe that he got so frustrated with being mocked in America that he moved to Russia because he's like celebrated as an icon there. Like that, because Russia is still watching movies from the 80s.
He was an icon here for a while.
He absolutely was. And then he lost
his... I love the one on the
gosh
boat.
Gosh darn mine.
On the boat, I think.
Under siege.
No, I think it was under siege.
Was it under siege?
Yeah, I think it was under siege.
For the record, I used to love Steven Seagal. Gary Busey was one of the bad guys?
Yeah.
Yes, I used to adore... Steven Seagal movies. I still have them on DVD. Love. What was the other one? The other real big one. Now I'm forgetting the name. I have them. Steven, buddy, put down the donut. Take yourself seriously for 10 minutes. We'll take you back if you just stop. Kane, I want you to know I can't read that on the air, but I absolutely love that term. Thanks for being here. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you didn't, you had bad taste in radio. Come back on Monday. We'll try it all over again. Okay? That's Lonzo. I'm Rob. You're all amazing people. Have a great rest of your day. This was the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Later.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. We'll be right back.